Number 12,384, Isabella LLC seeks a variance from the front yard setback requirements for an existing building, section 115-77.1 of the Sussex County zoning code. The property is located on the east side of Old Stage Road, approximately 280 feet north of Line Road. The 911 address is 36858 Redberry Road, Delmar. Zoning district is AR1 and C1. The tax parcel is District 532, map 20, parcel 107. The applicant is seeking a 55.42-foot and a 53.2-foot variance from the required 60-foot front yard setback for an existing warehouse. We have zero letters of support, zero letters of opposition, and zero mail return. Good evening.
Good evening. For the benefit of the record, I'm Mike Smith. I'm an attorney with the Smith Firm, and with me this evening is a principal member of Isabella LLC, which is the applicant tonight. Vasilios, I always butcher his last name because Greek, Diakos or Diakos, however you want to pronounce it, but that's this gentleman right here. So basically, what we have here.
Do you want to get him sworn in first?
He will, yeah.
Let's do that first.
Yeah.
State your full name and your address, please.
Vasilios Diakos. My address is 36858 Redberry Road, Delmar, Delaware, 19940.
Do you swear affirm the testimony about the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth? Thank you. You can step back.
Thank you. So the property that is in discussion tonight, as shown on the board there, is an 18.96-acre parcel. The property is identified as tax district map and parcel number 532-20.00-107.00. The approximate location would be to the east, northeast of the intersection of, would be Line Road there at the Delaware-Maryland line and Route 13. So if you're familiar with that area, those commercial properties up there on 13 would include the Wawa, the McDonald's, the Walgreens pharmacy, and numerous other properties that are located in that area. The front portion of this property, it's not exactly in line with what's cleared there, but the front portion is zoned C1. The rear of the property is zoned AR1. There, the application tonight relates to that building, which is located in the southwest corner out by the road there. It's a one-story warehouse building. That building has been there for quite some time. The red there would be the C1 section of it. So the building does fall in the C1 area. The bit of history on the property, that building is located about 350 feet from Old Stage Road, which would be the closest state-maintained road. The access to the property is off of a 50-foot easement, which you can kind of see on that drawing there, and is also in the materials that I provided. But it is from Old Stage Road. You can see where the road frontage flares out a little bit. That's actually 83.47 feet, and then it sort of narrows down to a 50-foot easement that runs back into the wider portion of the property and immediately adjacent to the building that we're talking about this evening. The surface of that road there is a blacktop, and it serves as the access point for the Peninsula Animal Hospital, which is located the property that's just south of the entrance to this one, and they both use that access point. And so the history of the property, trying to get to some of the relevant stuff here, the spiral bound binders that I provided to Ms. Norwood there have three exhibits in it, which were also provided with the application materials. Those are in reverse chronological order. So if you turn to what's been identified on there as exhibit 3, you're going to see a minor subdivision plan from back in 2009. That plan is when the prior owner of the property, KEB Properties LLC, owned the property and divided it into two separate parcels. So on that plan, you're going to see where the 50-foot easement has some cross-hatching out by the road. To the north of that would be identified as Lot 2, which is a 0.873-acre parcel. And then the larger tract there that was owned by KEB and did have the one-story warehouse building was 18.111 acres approximately at that point in time. So, excuse me, from November 25th, 2009 until 2019, this property had two parcels on it, one being that Lot 2 and the other being the 18-acre parcel that has the warehouse building and was accessed with the 50-foot easement. If you go one tab back from that to Exhibit 2, you're going to see a recorded lot consolidation plan from April of 2019. At this point, Isabella LLC, the applicant tonight, did own the both tracks. It owned lot 2 from that prior one and the larger 18-acre track. At that point in time, what he had done is roll those two together. So the parcel became a single 18.96-acre parcel at that given moment. The 50-foot wide easement was still in place, and the location of that one-story warehouse building did not change in any way at that point in time. That lot line consolidation was done as a larger intention for the property to sort of develop it for its highest use, not the subject of tonight's discussion, but there were two parcels just prior to that 2019 consolidation plan. Going back one tab further, you're going to see a now unrecorded proposed subdivision plan, which is the substance of the discussion today. That plan shows a proposed lot 3, which is in the area of that one-story warehouse building, and then the residual lands, which included the prior lot 2, and is 17.24 acres on that. The access to the proposed lot 3, the proposed newly created lot, is on that 50-foot blacktopped easement there. The issue that has come up is that one-story warehouse building that's located over 350 feet from the state-maintained road is now closer than permitted to the easement frontage on that. So it would be a 60-foot setback in a C1 district there in the front yard, and that building is located pretty closely to the corner of that property. So the request for the variance is based on a proposed plan for subdivision, an ultimate proposed plan for subdivision, wherein the lot 3, newly created lot 3, will have the access from that 50-foot easement, which we understand would require another submission to planning and zoning for that because of the access from the easement, but tonight would be for the variance on this. And then the residual lands would have access where the former lot 2 was. So long story made short there, it was two parcels in 2009 with the building in its present location and a 50-foot access easement. It became one parcel, and at this point in time we're trying to put it back as two parcels with the same 50-foot access easement still in place and the same building location on that. As I mentioned, the variance request is based on the front yard setback. With the existing building being accessed off that 50-foot easement, the five factors that we have to address here, number one, the uniqueness of the property. As you can see from the image, the property is very narrow at the frontage to the road, so that's our real limiting factor here. It's a total of 18 acres, so or a little bit greater than that, so it's a larger tract, but the bulk of that land is in the rear of it, and it does get to its widest in the middle. So our limitations of creating two parcels come just at that road frontage, and because of that narrow and deep configuration, with the road frontage being at a limited area there, that creates a unique characterization of what we have. As far as the property being otherwise developed for reasonable use, here again, that deep and narrow configuration sort of ties hands on that. And really what we're looking at is addressing, we'll call it reverting the property to a two-parcel configuration as it was in 2009 and as it was from 2009 until 2019. So for that 10-year period, it was two parcels. We're just trying to recreate that two-parcel configuration using the same improvements and the same easements on there. The exceptional difficulty not created by the applicant. The current owner, Isabella LLC, did not construct the warehouse building in its location. It didn't create the non-conformance that existed in 2009 when the property, if it was considered a non-conformance at that point, I suppose that would require a view of the zoning codes at that point. But it didn't, it basically didn't subdivide any lands off of that 18-acre tract to create the building location as it exists today. As far as the essential character of the neighborhood, as I mentioned before, you have a lot of heavy commercial use in that area, a lot of large development right off the highway corridor there, and I don't believe that it impacts in any way the existing neighborhood in that area. As far as it being the minimum variance needed, the building location being that it is in that corner very close to that line is believed to be the minimum that we can use on this front yard as far as getting these lot lines with that minimal road frontage that exists on Old Stage Road to make it a reasonable use, and using the existing easement, the existing frontage, and the parcel configuration. So having said that, I'm going to ask Mr. Diakos to just come forward and confirm, did everything that I said today, is that complete and accurate to the best of your knowledge? If you can speak in the microphone.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. So with that, I'll conclude and answer any questions that you may have.
Are there any questions from members of the board?
Is it lot three, is how many acres?
The newly proposed lot three is 1.73 acres, more or less.
I thought you said 17. I'm looking at it.
The residual lands is 17, so the larger tract all the way around it.
17, I see that.
Yep.
And I thought you said 17. I see it. 1.73 acres.
Yes, sir. 1.73 and 17.24 on the two.
Yeah. Okay.
But the reason why we're here is because of the existing building.
Correct. And the subdivision plan wouldn't be approved based on the existence of the violation for the setback. So we need the variance approval in order to get the subdivision approval in order to move forward.
Subdivision, you will adhere to the setbacks required, correct, for the new lot?
As far as new construction, is that your question? Of course, sure. Yeah, I mean, that anything that would not be compliant would have to obviously be submitted through another variance application. Not that there's an intention to do that.
So it was probably all one track, and they possibly sold the animal hospital off, and that's what's created this?
Yes. Mr. Diakos may know better the history of that going back that far, but he's gestured yes, so that is a possibility that's the reason for the building being so close to the rear of that animal hospital. KEB Properties is Mr. Bob Wheatley, Robert
okay.
Wheatley.
Okay. Any other questions from members of the board? Is there any, Mr. Sharp or Mr. Wilcox, do you have any questions?
I have nothing.
Is there anyone here in support of this application?
Thank you for your time.
Is there anyone here in opposition of this application? Yes? Would you come forward and be sworn in, please?
Take your full name and address for the record.
William Randolph Ellis, 11193 Line Road, 19940.
Sir, do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you. You can step into the podium, ma'am. State your name and address, please.
Megan Leanne Garner, or Prettyman. it's 11235 Line Road, Delmar, Delaware, 19940.
Ma'am, hold on. Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, probably God?
Yes.
Thank you. And sir, your name and address?
Ryan Prettyman, 11235 Line Road, Delmar, Delaware.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, probably God?
Yes.
Thank you.
Good evening.
Good evening.
William Ellis. There was remarks about making it into two or three, and I don't quite understand where the lines are. What is? It's one parcel now, but.
Sir, we could perhaps, if you'd like, we have the applicant has submitted a booklet showing the history of this. We could show that to you if you'd like, so you can see where the lines were and what's being proposed.
Okay.
So if you'd like, you can come up here. I can show that to you.
Thank you. So, I've been there for 60 years, so.
I understand. So this was this, and I'm looking at Exhibit 3 in the booklet. This is the one that shows what it looked like in 2009. This is the warehouse that's in question.
Okay.
So at that point in time, there was a lot created here to the north of the easement.
Right.
And then there was this rest of it was a parcel then.
Okay.
So that was what was in existence in 2009.
Okay.
Then earlier this year, my timeline is correct, if I'm not, Mr. Smith will correct me. Earlier this year, the applicant then consolidated the parcels. So that same parcel, you see the easement area here, and you see the warehouse.
Yeah.
That lot went away, and this all became one parcel again.
Yeah.
Okay. What the applicant is proposing to do now, and I'm looking at Exhibit 1, if you look at this, again, you see the warehouse right here.
Okay.
And you see the road here.
Okay.
What the applicant is proposing to do is create one large lot here and then a small lot here for this, where the warehouse would be located.
Okay.
And then the warehouse will have access to this easement area here, and it'll be blacktop.
Okay.
That's what the applicant's proposing to do.
And the setbacks.
So what they're proposing is that this warehouse that is right here.
Yes, sir.
And it's not moving.
Right.
It's just in that same location, but because they're creating a lot line here, there's a variance that's needed from the front yard setback for that existing structure.
Okay.
Because they're moving the lot line around. Okay.
Okay.
So that's what the request is for a variance to allow that to have to be created and for that warehouse to remain in its location.
Okay, I have one question. This is lot 3 where the warehouse is. What size lot is that they're proposing?
This proposed lot, as it's shown here, is 1.73 acres, more or less. That's what it's shown as.
Okay. All right.
Thank you, sir.
So I don't know if you want to go back to the podium, if you have questions or comments or what your position is, you can state it at the podium, okay? And the board may have some questions for you as well.
Okay. I'll answer the best of my ability. The area is very congested, and with traffic and everything else, I don't feel that the variance should be granted. There's for the setback.
Where is your parcel on Line Road? Is it along?
It's.
Can you show us on the map?
Yes, ma'am. My parcel is.
Right there.
Yes, ma'am, 2.25 acres.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you. But the whole area is very congested, and I don't feel the setback to separate that should be granted. And I've been there for 60 years.
Are there any questions from members of the board or the witness?
So you're not in favor of the shed being there, or?
I'm not in favor of the.
Being another, partial.
Yes, and there's a setback. The state county has a setback for a reason, and I don't feel there should be a variance exception for such.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I'll kind of attest to
your name.
My name's Ryan Prettyman.
Thank you.
And we also live, we're neighbors, so we live along the Line Road there as well. Although, Mr. Ellis said, that area is very high traffic. You know that the easement that was put in place there was never designed to handle a subdivision. I understand that he inherited through purchasing the property the lines, boundaries, and setbacks of that building. However, that building is right up against that 50-foot lane, that easement. And again, I'm also not in favor of that property being split. I just don't. I don't believe it would be. It would be wise in having that much traffic going to a residential area, running up and down that lane. Again, with that building is literally right on the edge of the lane.
Okay. So you're saying that if they do not subdivide the property and leave it the way it is, they wouldn't need an they'd still need an easement, correct? Because of the easement through the property?
So there's currently an easement to the property and to the property to the south that they share a driveway. So they share an existing driveway. I think they're asking for a subdivision to have two businesses, is my guess, on two different parcels, which they could add multiple buildings now. So the concern about a subdivision is not for...
I understand that. But what I'm asking is if they did not add that lot and they left it the way it is now, do they still need a variance?
No, because it's an existing building.
So if they leave it just the way it is, they don't need a variance because it's an existing building?
Correct.
Off the 50-foot?
Off of that right away.
That right away.
And that's what you're in favor of, them leaving it the way it is now? Not adding more?
Not adding... I thought what was in question was...
The existing building.
Giving them the variance so that they...
For an existing building, and once they got that, get that, then they could develop this lot three.
Which would be a separate matter.
Okay.
Not before us, but...
Right.
But the way it is now without lot three, they do not have to have a variance because it is an existing structure.
Okay.
But you're in favor, you're in opposition of them adding more traffic, more parcel or buildings to the road?
Yes.
Are there any questions? Thank you. Would Mr. Smith like to rebut the comments from the opposition?
No, other than to just reiterate that it's a variance application, not a development of the property. And if my client wished to develop it, he could do so now, not much different than he could if it was two parcels. So it would be a separate matter for application. But putting improvements on the property, and it is zone C1. I know there was reference to a residential area, but this is a C1 zone property, at least in the front half where we're talking, and in a heavy C1 area. So development would be possible as is already anyway.
Without adding a lot.
Without doing anything, correct.
Correct.
Yes.
He wants the lot, so therefore it
yes.
creates
the lot
for a variance.
Correct. The lot with the building on it creates the need for the variance based on the front yard setback. But the application is not a grant or a prohibition from development of the parcel, is what I was trying to make clear.
Okay.
Thank you.
Any other questions? No other questions? I'll close the public hearing and consider a motion.
Madam Chair, I move that we approve case number 12384 for the requested variance. I believe all five conditions have been met.
Is there a second to that motion?
Second.
Mr. Williamson.
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Workman.
Aye for those reasons stated.
Mr. Carson.
Aye for my reasons.
And I vote no. So for a vote of 3-1, your application is approved.